La 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 la.
Friends, this lesson is prepared by Los Angeles 10 and Northeast. We are very delighted and honored to be here with you. And the topic we have to, first of all, we would like to wish everybody happy Passover to the entire world, Klee. And the topic we have chosen for this lesson preparation is prayer. Because prayer is the most important aspect of our work. Everything comes from Him, and we take it back to Him for Him to solve everything. We cannot do anything by ourselves. He sends us the deficiencies. He sends us the blows. He sends us our work. Our job is to gather these deficiencies, to unite, and to bring it back to Him, for Him to fix or answer everything He has given us. Now, we know this and we're told this all the time, yet we forget. We do not turn to Him often. So we would like to remind ourselves that we have to turn to Him with everything, because everything in the end is solved by Him. And with that, we would like to start with a prayer, and we pray that He gives us success to our entire world, Klee, gives health to our Rav, unites us, and hastens the correction of the world. L'chaim. And let's go to John.
Thanks, Gabby. And just to add to what you're saying, when we come together in a lesson like this, we feel a true lack. Together, we're formulating a kli in which the Creator can pour all the abundance. So when we come in prayer, and we connect our hearts to feel the one deficiency, the one lack, we can be confident that the Creator hears that, because this lack is being raised for all of humanity. Our path is very unique, and to be on the path with such incredible friends that remind us about the power of prayer, the importance of becoming one, the importance of offering the Creator a vessel in which He can pour His abundance. It's a path like no other. And we're so privileged to be here. So privileged that the Creator put us on this path. So privileged to feel between us why we actually exist. And so as we move up the ladder by degrees, we can be confident that the Creator starts to reveal to us, in the sensation that we develop together, of why we are actually here, what our purpose for existence is, because as we yearn more and more for that fulfillment by the Creator, just to continue to be His servants, we know that we are partners with Him, servants with Him, and raising mine. So I don't know what else to say. We hope that we can just fall into a very emotional place for this lesson, so that we have that vessel prepared for our lesson together. And with that, I'll turn it back to Petah Tikva. L'chaim.
Shadam Balit
Pamash writes, when a person comes to pray and ask the Creator to satisfy his need, his prayer should be clear. That is, he should know clearly what he needs. That is, when he comes to ask the Creator, he should picture himself speaking to the King. And the King can make him the happiest man in the world at once. Because nothing is missing in the King's house. Thus, first one should carefully examine before the prayer, so he knows what he really needs. That if the king fulfills his lack, he will no longer need anything more and will be the most complete man in the world. Again. When a person comes to pray and ask the Creator to satisfy his need, his prayer should be clear. That is, he should clearly know what he needs. That is, when he comes to ask from the Creator, he should picture himself speaking to the King. And the King can make him the happiest man in the world at once. Because nothing is missing in the king's house. Thus, first, one must carefully examine before the prayer, so he knows what he really needs. But if the king fulfills his lack, he will need nothing more, and he will be the most complete man in the world.
So as we get ready for our active workshop, continuing our discussion of prayer, first we set our intention to serve the Creator in all of our actions. And as the excerpt states, we then need to pray for something specific. So with that thought, our active workshop question, what do we lack? Once again, our active workshop question, what do we lack?
Wow, what a shela. Ma chaser lanu.
Wow, what a question. What are we lacking?
קמתי בבוקר והרגשתי ש...
I got up this morning and I felt that I miss being with you, so I'm here.
ככל שאתה מתעורר יותר ואתה מבין ש...
So, slowly, the more you wake up, the more you remember this path, the connection between us, the connection, the Creator, really grows stronger each time.
אנחנו נמצאים בחג הפסח.
We're in the holiday of Pesach, Passover. Many friends came. They did a lot of labor. And together with us now on the screens are also friends from all over the world. So what do we lack? As Rabash once told Rav, what we lack is an attack. That we will truly go out together. We will unite our forces and attack.
כן, אם אנחנו נבדוק טוב, אז תמיד נמצא עוד משהו שחסר לנו בעבודה.
If we check carefully, we'll always find what we're lacking in the work. Deficiency to bestow, true deficiency to bestow, a pure one that puts the rest of our desires behind, irrelevant, unconnected to this world, desire for godliness. This Passover is our biggest opportunity to attain it.
Yes, what we lack is a deficiency, and as much as possible of it, because this is what the Creator needs from us. This is the gift that we can give Him. And may we only raise it together. By this, we will be able to bestow contentment to Him.
Okay.
תכלס חסרה בקשה. תמיד בזה אפשר להוסיף.
Missing the requests, we can always add there for the creator to increase our vessels.
Yesterday when we came out from the meal, two friends from Baltia came exactly, Ruslan and Vincent, and I saw what passion they had to come to Bnei Baruch. Like that we will adhere with such a passion to be with the friends.
וכמו של החברים הגדולים שלנו יש גדלות הבורא.
And just like our great friends have the greatness of the Creator, if we also had it on such a level, we would also be great like them. So what we're lacking is the greatness and importance of the Creator to take another step toward one another.
Yes, this is the proper preparation, the kli, to feel everything that the Creator had prepared for us.
I agree. What we lack is a true deficiency. You can observe it from the friends. Maybe what we're lacking is emotionally to see the greatness of the friends, how much they invest, and how they have everything, and then we'll see that we lack nothing.
So we lack a deficiency, and we lack seeing the greatness of the friends, we lack feeling how much we want to bestow, and maybe in the end what we lack is truly a prayer, a deep, true prayer, that He will give us the power to get closer to Him.
What we all said, we need to unite. The prayer, the attack, the deficiency, for it to be one. There's one man and one heart.
And that the Creator will let us free. Will open it up. All in all, He gave us this life in order for us to ask. So we should do what we need to do, but we need Him to open up this place, that He will give us the need to bestow.
Thank you, Gabi. What comes to my mind when I see this question is that,
thank you, friends. Truly does feel like we are connected with this one single deficiency after this workshop. Then that's what we're here to do, is to refine the request. The upper force is ready to give us this bestowal, this power to bestow, but we have to ask as one. I'm actually very extremely grateful, friends, and I know we're all asking as one in this very moment. And we're raising the prayer of many, not for ourselves, but for the entire world. And we know that the Creator only does good. And the goodwill that the Creator wants to give to us, we want to give towards man. And only pray towards this direction so that we become a clean pipeline, a light unto the nations, and we do fulfill our work of Yashar El. Now we'll hear more from our dear Rabash.
אומר הרבש, עניין תפילת רבים פרש אבי ומורי זצ"ל. מה שהאדם מתפלל עבור הרבים,
Baal Salam explained the matter of a prayer of many as a person praying for the many. This is called a prayer of many. This is why a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. When a person prays for himself, he has slander and questions whether his prayer is truly worth accepting. But when he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and see if he's worthy of his prayer to be answered. Since he's not asking for anything for himself, but only for the public.
Again, Baal
Sulam explained the matter of a prayer of many as a person praying for the many. And this is called a prayer of many. This is why a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. That's when a person prays for himself, he has slander, and they question whether his prayer is truly worth accepting. When he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and to see if he's worthy of accepting his prayer, since he's not asking for anything for himself, but only for the public.
As we approach our silent workshop, let us yearn to be in connection with our friends so we will have a prayer of many. Our silent workshop, let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Once again, our silent workshop, let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.